T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 KFRA. Good morning. It's the wake-up call. Well, half of us. It's Kelly. Poor David under the weather. He has taken the day off, and hopefully he gets rested and gets feeling better. I got to tell you about something that happened at my house the other day, and I know I'm not the only one because I did post about this on Facebook, and quite a few people could relate to this. The other day, I was doing laundry, and I've already said I don't do my husband's laundry. It's gross. It smells like boy. Ugh. But I do my kids' laundry, and that is always an adventure. And I need to get really better about emptying their pockets before I throw their clothes in the laundry. But most of the time, I'm in a rush. You know, I'm a busy mom, so I throw the clothes in. And it's not until I get to take it out of the dryer that I find all the goodies that they have left in their pockets. And just this week alone, I found a tennis ball. Yeah, don't know how I didn't see that one going into the wash or going into the dryer. Found a ketchup packet. Luckily, it did not bust. And I found a toy dinosaur, which scared the bejesus out of me because I thought it was a lizard. Seriously, I thought I was going to have to do my own laundry after that. Luckily, just a toy dinosaur. So I want to see from you, what is the craziest thing you found in your laundry? And if you're going to call in or text in about money, it better be a good one. You better find like a $100 bill. And if so, I'd be doing laundry all the time. Call or text me at 888-431-3764. SoCal's Country Station 95.1 KFROG. Those Sam Hunt tickets on the way about 7:10. Right now, asking you about the craziest thing you've ever found while doing the laundry. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Chelsea. I'm calling from Belmont.
Chelsea, what did you find in the laundry?
Okay, let me tell you. I have a four-year-old, but we kept diapers from when she was little, and she would play with them with her doll. Well, one ended up in their laundry basket. I had no idea. I just dumped the laundry basket into the washer, and if you've ever experienced a diaper in the washer, little nasty pieces of diaper everywhere. It's like that mushy, gushy stuff if you ever put them in the water before with the diaper on, and it blows up. Oh, it was horrible. I had to probably wash the clothes like 3 times.
Yeah, because it's like almost like a gel substance on the inside of it. How did you get it out of your washer?
Well, I kind of had to scrape it with my hands and like dump it. It was gross.
Yeah, and that's like the gift that just keeps on giving because now you have to do even more loads of laundry. Jazz from the 909 weighed in, says she works at an animal hospital, and while doing surgery, she did the laundry afterwards and found some dog stuff. You know, like after he got neutered in the dryer. Okay. Chris from Apple Valley weighing in said she found a mouse in the bottom of the washer after she took the clothes out. She couldn't tell what it was, so she reached down and picked it up. Its fur had washed off, so it stuck to her hand. She said that was the most disgusting thing she's ever picked up. Oh my gosh, the mouse or the dog parts? I don't know what's in the lead right now. I want you to call or text in the craziest thing you've ever found in the wash. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. Good morning, it's a wake-up call. David and Kelly here on KFROG. It's just Kelly. Poor David is out sick today. I can't even make fun of him because he legitimately is really sick. This morning, though, this topic might make you sick. We're talking about the strangest thing you found in the laundry. Now, my story doesn't seem that crazy. I shared this week, just this week alone, doing the laundry, I found a tennis ball, a ketchup packet that luckily did not bust, and a toy dinosaur. Now, luckily, it was a toy dinosaur because I thought it was a lizard. Hearing multiple stories coming in on the text messages about real animals that made it into the washer, like lizards, mice, and roly-polies that did make it into the laundry. Good morning. Who's this, and what did you find in the laundry?
Hi, Christina from Riverside. I threw my chihuahua in the wash because he got it in the laundry basket.
Did he bark? How did you find it?
Luckily, he moved before I started laundry.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that would have been really bad.
Yeah, I don't think he would have enjoyed it too much.
What's your dog's name?
His name was Chico.
Anybody seen Chico? Anybody know where Chico's at?
In the laundry. You have a good day, Kelly. You have a very good day.
You too. Thank you for calling. Laundry's way cheaper than the groomer, I can tell you. My dog just got groomed yesterday. Good morning. Who's this and where you calling from?
My name's Steve. I'm calling from Buena Park.
Steve, what's the craziest thing you found in the laundry?
Lipstick.
Oh, And that probably ruined your clothes.
It ruined everybody's clothes.
Was it at least a pretty shade, though?
No. Not at all. It doesn't look good when it's scattered all over everything.
Some of these stories are great. Thank you to Marianne weighing in on Facebook. She said last week she found a chicken finger from Cane's and a fry. Can't even blame it on the kids. She said it was in her husband's pocket. He said he was coming home from work. He owns a trucking company. He must have put them in his pocket when he stopped to go to the bathroom. I don't know what's the grossest, finding that in your laundry or going to the bathroom with a chicken finger in your pocket. All right, coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to totally switch gears. Talk about something we all like, Mr. Sam Hunt. Coming to town this weekend. Sold out show out at Yamava. We got your tickets on the way at 7:10.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.